Welcome to the Strategy Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast, where we examine the marketplace uncertainty created by today's headline events and the actions business leaders should take to ensure their organizations succeed under these circumstances. In this fifth of a series of discussions on the new Financial Reform Act, we'll examine the burden placed on small financial institutions and the actions executives and managers should take to prepare their organization for these changes. And so now, without any further delays, let's get started. The Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act represents the most sweeping change in the regulation of the U.S. financial industry in over half a century. Contained within the Act are 243 new rules that will be developed by 11 different government agencies, fundamentally reshaping how business is done at financial and non-financial institutions countrywide. But do these regulations treat businesses fairly and equitably, or do they establish an unfair environment that favors a select few? Strategy Driven believes the answer to this question is the latter. Not only does the Dodd-Frank Act create an unfair advantage for some businesses, the advantages provided favor those companies responsible for the meltdown of the U.S. financial system in the first place. The Financial Reform Act directs absolute rather than scaled coverage in its implementation. Subsequently, small institutions will be subjected to the same regulatory rules as larger ones and those too-big-to-fail institutions responsible for our financial marketplace challenges. While the various audits and forms will inevitably have fewer zeros, the cost to perform these reviews and compile and submit these documents will be roughly the same. For small financial institutions, the high cost of compliance will be passed on to a relatively smaller customer base, causing a disproportionately high increase in their customers' fees, which will in turn drive these individuals to the too-big-to-fail institutions. Again, the very same institutions whose poor performance necessitated the legislation in the first place. Republican Senator Bob Corker from Tennessee summed up the situation well when he said, "Small banks forced to use their limited resources to comply with the burdensome new reporting requirements will suffer, as will the communities they serve." So what actions should the leaders of the strategy-driven organization take? Strategy-driven believes the Dodd-Frank Act unduly penalizes small financial institutions not responsible for the financial meltdown of 2008. The full scope of the marketplace imbalance created will take years to be fully understood as the final details of the many new regulations will not be defined anytime soon. Thus, company leaders must remain vigilant in order to mitigate, transfer, or eliminate the evolving financial industry risks and costs facing their organizations. In this specific case, Strategy Driven suggests company leaders consider the following. First, follow the FDIC's rulemaking process and understand how these new regulations are impacting financial institution partners, focusing on the changing costs of doing business with these organizations, particularly if they are relatively small. Second, consider whether the relatively higher cost associated with doing business with smaller banks is warranted, given their beneficial factors, such as community goodwill. And third, provide financial advisory programs to employees, ensuring they are apprised of the costs and benefits of maintaining a relationship with both small and large financial institutions. As always, We'll provide our thoughts on how business leaders can best prepare for the implementation of the financial reform law and weather the storm in the long term. We also hope you'll share your thoughts, lessons learned, and recommended resources with us and the strategy-driven audience. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy-Driven Editorial Perspective Podcast. We've shared our view and invite you to share yours at www.strategydriven.com. Until next time, so long.